I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Investigators near Los Angeles say the man who shot up a dance hall last night in Monterey Park, California, is dead. CBS's Steve Futterman is following the latest there.
Authorities here say it was one man, and he is dead.
I can confirm that there are no outstanding suspects.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, the man responsible, is identified as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran. When his vehicle was surrounded by law enforcement officers, he killed himself.
They heard one gunshot.
Authorities are still trying to determine a motive. One possibility is that the gunman knew one or more of the victims.
And President Biden's now weighing in on this tragedy. Here's CBS's Skyler Henry.
President Biden directed the FBI to provide full support to local authorities in California, along with help from the ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He also tweeted that he and the First Lady were praying for those killed and injured in Monterey Park.
10 people died, 10 others were injured. In Delaware, the FBI found more documents at Mr. Biden's home, and it's now drawing a lot of comparisons to former President Trump's handling of classified material at Mar-a-Lago. We get more on that from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
In Trump's case, the FBI executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago after he refused repeated requests for more than a year to turn over all his classified material. In all, more than 300 classified documents were recovered. So far for President Biden, 25 to 30 known classified items have been discovered in his possession. No search warrant was necessary because the White House says the president has been cooperating.
A big rally on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Wisconsin, where several rallies were held in support of Roe v. Wade. Tara Wolpe, who took part in one of those rallies, says the overturning of Roe is just one battle in a long political war.
The right to reproductive health is not dead.
This woman also participated in a rally.
We have to fight back, and that's what we're doing.
More than a dozen states have passed new laws restricting abortion. In Memphis, loved ones and fans gathered at Graceland for a final farewell to Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
After the service, mourners paid their respects in Graceland's meditation garden, where Lisa Marie, her father, and son are all laid to rest. Lisa Marie dedicated her life to preserving Elvis's legacy. She is survived by her mother and three daughters.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
There's a scary new sign of the times popping up at more parties.
COVID isn't the only thing partygoers are testing for. They're also checking for deadly fentanyl in their cocaine, whipping out test strips to dip in the powder, and waiting to see if one line for positive or two for negative appears, ensuring the drug won't kill them before the night is over. One woman in L.A. tells the Wall Street Journal she brings them to parties and clubs and passes them around after losing her sister and a childhood friend to accidental opioid overdoses. One expert says the dangers are heightened for occasional users who have little to no opioid tolerance. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Native Hawaiians who've been priced out of Hawaii are now finding more affordable places to live, like Las Vegas. Hawaii is now the state with the highest cost of living, and many are worried that indigenous people can no longer afford it, especially in Honolulu, where median home prices are now averaging $1 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Raining with no sleep all night. Look up to the gray wash sky. It's morning. I can't believe that I'm alive. So many taken by. No warning. Bloody hands and broken lines. Voices lost in frigid brine. Now silent. Some of these were friends of mine. We'll never sail beneath the deep blue sky again.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil's Lair is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're so good.
CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you. Thank
you
for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It has been just a joy.
This is great to meet you.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure now.
Okay.
We do have one more song to play, but let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep, Red Rooster, starting at 3. Red Rooster's great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4 for about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
please.
To us.
Please. I was just going to say that.
I will.
Ha-ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of, aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when
we'll
you play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page, and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs coming up.
So. That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite. And it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe R.E.M. in it. But there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah. Before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all
this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this was just a guitar part and his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah. So Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, you know, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've taken for the last 400 years on this continent.
Right.
And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. It's about sympathy and empathy. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy Kay, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max Inc.
It's going to hit you. Yep.
No.
Radio. We are local music. After August, Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song. It was
yes, cool.
Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, right. Give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of
that? Seaford.
Seaford, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have
great
a beer,
venue.
Relax, hear a great band. It's the sound system's amazing.
Built Can't for wait music, to, yeah. Yep.
That's yep. awesome. And, of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen.
Pressure's
absolutely.
On now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. For those of you tuning in to hear Max and Kevy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Special Report. The suspect was 72 years old. His motive still not clear. But police in California confirm a man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound found dead in a white van in Torrance, California, is the person they wanted in connection with a shooting in a Monterey Park ballroom that left 10 people dead. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
As Torrance officers pulled behind the vehicle, the white van entered a shopping center parking lot. When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot coming from within the van.
The suspect is identified as Hukan Tran. Police say there was evidence inside the van linked to the Monterey Park massacre and an attempted other shooting in nearby Alhambra. Witnesses in that location saw the thwarted gunman fleeing in the white cargo van. 10 others were injured. 7 of them remain in hospitals at this hour. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election?
undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Thank you.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling in and ready for round. Bar Fight. That is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff, too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Born and ready to take you on a ride. There is no limit to how hard we try. Just clear out your conscience, clear out your mind. What are we waiting on? We're running out of time. I couldn't tell you how I feel. I see you all so clearly. Don't wanna make mistakes. I wrap my arms around you so my heart won't break. Don't shy away from yourself. No need to be afraid. What it all comes down to, what it's really meant to be. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. I could tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Just sit so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the
only had $10 on me. We would mix it with a bottle of Squirt, and we would drink till our insides hurt. Now I tried everything, at least a sample. It was never more than I could handle. Those days were the best. It was Midwest Excel sausage. Yes, to Midwest kisses. Till everything got confusing. With all the drugs and booze in, my mind started to lose it. When I had so many friends, but I lost them. They started coming around less often. They almost went forgotten till they started showing up in coffins. But I must have missed the message in the middle of all the wreckage.
Yeah.
I must have missed the message in the middle of all the wreckage.
All right. That is one from, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Get my balls, take my ass!
What is it?
Oh, boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see. Coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie. Coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always.